Blog Talk Radio. The California Department of Insurance held a public hearing on January 31, 2017, relating to the bail system in California. The goal of the hearing was to explore the bail system in California, including the current structure and process, and to hear from various interested parties and their perspectives on the current bail system and potential options for reform. CDI has regulated the bail bonds industry since the passage of the Bail Bond Regulatory Act in 1937. The department's regulatory activities include the licensing of bail agents, investigating and enforcing their activities, prosecuting administrative cases, collaborating with city and district attorneys on criminal cases, and determining whether the rates that sureties and bail agents charge are fair and adequate. Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones has sponsored several bills in the realm of bail. In 2012, he successfully sponsored Assembly Bill 2029, authored by Assembly Member Tom Amiano, which reestablished the Bail Fugitive Recovery Persons Act. In 2015, he sponsored Assembly Bill 1406, authored by Assembly Member Rich Gordon. And in 2016, he sponsored Assembly Bill 2449. Authored by Assembly Member Susan Talamantes Eggman, both of which attempted to create a dedicated funding source within the department specifically for the regulation and enforcement of bail, which a portion of the fund going to local district and city attorneys to prosecute bail cases. Unfortunately, the 2015 and 2016 legislation was not enacted, and the department continues to seek adequate resources to properly police the bail system. Now, two fundamental concepts were highlighted at the hearing earlier this year. Number one, California needs to address its bail system that detains people who are unable to afford bail while releasing wealthier people who are able to pay bail. And number two, California needs to improve the oversight and regulation of the bail industry. Now, the CDI respectively suggests California enact statutes and regulations that improve the bail system. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening, America. My name is Carlos Antonio Montenegro. I'm a licensed California bail agent and the chairman of the American Bail Agents Union of the United States. I'd like to invite you to join me for this 2018 year of California bail reform with me as your host and also with Greta Curtis from Boss Bail Bonds, who happens to also be our legal analyst, specialty law in civil rights and constitutional law information. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to also go over tonight a little bit about our show, which premieres in Friday, June 22nd, 2018 at 8 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Carlos Montenegro. I will be right back.
Thank you. Maybe that's the point.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Carlos Montenegro. I'm a licensed California bail agent, and I work and I live in the city of Los Angeles. I happen to be the chairman of the American Bail Agents Union of the United States. Welcome back to California Bail Reform 2018. I'd like to welcome Greta Curtis tonight to our show, even though it's a promotional show. She is going to be our host for 2018 throughout the year. Our show will air on Friday, this Friday, on June 22nd at 8 p.m. It will air every Friday at 8 p.m. unless for special notice we change. And our goal of this year is to talk about the California bail reform, all the different controversies associated with bail, and how we can get a different eclectic group of opinions and some very controversial topics that may not be, make everybody happy. But at the same time, it's important that we address these issues that are affecting the bail industry, bail agents, bail companies, and the general public. So welcome to our show, Greta Curtis. She is an owner of Boss Bail Bonds in Los Angeles, and also she is a specialist in legal analyst about information about civil and constitutional rights. Greta Curtis, thank you very much for attending our show tonight.
Hi, Carlos. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us tonight. Even though it's a promo, I thought we'd, we talked a little bit about what's going to be for the season premiere and for our season this year. Tonight, I wanted to just talk a little bit about the 2018 books that will be coming out here. We know that last year I published a set of books for 2017. And so this year I've published them again. They'll be available on January 1st, 2018. For the bail industry, for not only for bail agents, but the bail these books can be used by other people. We've written some books for law enforcement also. Let me just go over some of the titles. How are you doing tonight, though?
I'm doing great. I really appreciate being on today and having the opportunity to sit with you and go over this and listen to your list of books.
So what's happening over there, Boss Bail Bonds?
Well, right now we're doing a considerable amount of things. We're assisting individuals to obtain bail reductions. We're doing motions for that. We're also helping them to get copies of their medical records if they're having a problem in the jail. We're assisting them with getting their medical records so that they can show the jailers that they do have a medical problem. We're also helping them investigate their cases if they're not able to, or if the person that's representing them, their attorney, is not doing much. You know, we do a little footwork along with the aid of their family members, loved ones, or friends that are willing to give them a hand. We're also doing GPS monitoring. In exchange for we call it a combo. If you can't get a lower bail, at least we could offer the court a GPS monitor as a way to keep up with the defendant until the case is over with and everything. So we have a host of different remedies, and also services that we're offering. We'll also offer cash to inmates. What happens is their loved ones can call us, and to one of our affiliate subsidiaries, transfer the call over to them, and they take the information and they go deliver cash to the inmate. The LA County Sheriff's Office used to do that as a free service. However, there was a lot of problems where people were making fraudulent claims that they hadn't charged it on their card and stuff. So we've got a few little questionable chargebacks, but we're going to, see about that and everything too. But the service is so good, we just don't want to stop.
Wow, sounds like you guys are doing a whole lot over there.
Oh, yeah, we've got our hands full for us.
That's good. Okay, so on our show that we're going to be having on this Friday.
Okay.
Our show is going to be on race and bail in America. And at every stage in a criminal justice system, people of color bear worse than their white counterparts. The pretrial stage is no exception, and the bail system in America is unfair to defendants, victims, the general public, and particularly to people of color. And we're going to talk about African Americans, who are 2.5 times more likely to be arrested, along with Hispanics, who are 2.5 times more likely to be detained than white people. Those statistics are startling. They're real statistics that come from bail reform organizations. I'm sort of in the middle of that right now because I am a licensed bail agent, and we love going to work. But I can also see the other point of view of people that are in jail. I see the sadness that happens when some people can bail out, some people can't because of the requirements. And then both people might have the same type of charge. One bails out, one doesn't. And the one that stays in jail gets the okie dokie and gets sentenced to state prison. The other one gets the smoky and gets to do the community service. So at any rate here, let's talk a little bit about some of these publications that are available. And ladies and gentlemen, a whole list of my publications will be available on our website at CaliforniaBailReform.com. First book that's up for sale for 2018 is called The Bail Agent's Guide to Legal and Community Resources for Defendants. The complete comprehensive guide for free and low-cost legal referrals, nonprofit legal and medical clinics, counseling and rehabilitation centers, food and clothing banks, job training and job referral centers. When I came into bail, I wanted to be a bail agent that not only just bail people out, but I wanted to also refer them to help people better their lives. And so I wrote this book. Basically, it's a collection of different resources in California for defendants that bail out. So that's what I like to do. And by the way, for everybody out there that doesn't know, the American Bail Agents Union of the United States was formed to protect the constitutional rights of not only defendants of our industry that we bail out, but also for bail agents and others that work in the bail industry. For example, you know, their rights, labor rights, the right to work in a free environment that is harassment-free, so there's no discrimination. So we're just beginning, but we have a good group on our board, and I'll let you guys know about that later on as we get into the season. For if you're a bail agent, if you'd like to join the American Bail Agents Union, we have a good plan for you. Okay, so the second thing is I have this one called the Bail Bonds Directory 2018 California Edition. The Bail Bonds Directory lists every bail bond company and licensed bail agent in the state of California, a valuable resource guide for not only bail bond companies, bail bond agents, but it's also for attorneys, law enforcement, and defendants. I have another book called The Defendant's Guide to Surviving Court and Bail, because a lot of times people get hooked up in defendants, they get hooked up with the bail in a bail bonds company, and they actually skip court. They're so confusing. I mean, by the time they're out of jail, they're really, really, really frazzled, and sometimes it's hard to get them. You know, we expect them to make the bail payments, but you know, things go wrong all the time. I have one called The Bail Agent's Schedule of Bail Bond Premiums. Every bail bond agent should own a copy of this handy reference book, whether you work in the office or from home. A very simple book which lists the scheduled fees for bail and calculates the bail bond premium for bails from $500 to $3 million by 1%, 3%, 7%, 8%, and 10%. Write bail faster and quicker. Okay. Here's another book I wrote called A Courtroom Guide to Bail for Judges, Bailiffs, Lawyers, and Law Enforcement. I have a bail agent's guide, how to prepare for a 1275 hearing and obtain bail for defendants. Important guide for bail agents that have defendants that they're trying to bail out, but they have a hole. That book gives a step-by-step instructions on how to do the paperwork, how to file it, and how to get your defendant out with a bail instead of a hold. I have one called The Reference Guide to Judges and Courtrooms for Bail Agents, Lawyers, and Defendants. That one right there is an ongoing book. It's a reference guide. It talks about the different courtrooms, kind of the climate in those courtrooms and judges and for bail agents. So for those people that are asking for bail rejections, et cetera, they can use that book to see if the judge of the court that they're going into, is it a yay or a nay, all right? And sad to say, but, you know, we had to do this grading. The other book is called The Defendant's Self-Legal Guide to Filing Government and City Claims. A lot of times people that are arrested, they do have city claims for they were arrested, pushed around by the police. Maybe there's some police misconduct there, or maybe they run over by a bus on the way to get arrested. So, there's some money there for them. I'm all about helping both parties, not only bail agents, but also defendants. And then we have this other one called all kind of different books here. Basically, the whole list will be there. It's a long list. It's about 20 different books right here that are being reprinted. I have the other books right here at my table right here. This one's called California Codes, a Reference Book for Bail Agent. This one has all of the most common codes in it that bail agents should be aware of when defendants calling from the jail. Yes, they could use their computer, but they can also go through this book really, really quick. It has the most common things and also exactly what really they can expect from it. And that way they have it at their fingers when they call up, all the information at their fingertips. It's great like that. So at any rate, that's what's going on right here. But anyway, we do have this show scheduled for Friday, June 22nd at 8 p.m. It's going to be a very hot, controversial season for us. This show, we open up with controversy called Race and Bail in America. Ms. Curtis, we have the show planned for us right there. Is there anything that you would like to talk about tonight?
There's a lot I'd like to talk about tonight. Do we have time to do that?
Sure, we got some time.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'd like to talk about is the issue of bail reform. What my experience has been, that it's not so much bail reform that's needed, but actually we need to get out and vote. We need to vote in judges that are receptive and are sensitive to us as a people. Your average judge makes about $200,000 a year, and they have no idea what the average working person goes through trying to scrape together that money for that bail. You have a $1 million bail, you make $20,000-$30,000 a year. You don't have $100,000 just sitting around. It's ridiculous. So we really need to start looking at our judges, because they're the ones who set the bail schedule. Once a year, they get together, they make up this bail schedule, they determine what it's going to cost for a person that's arrested, not convicted, arrested, to get out of jail. And they're also, in doing that, they don't take into consideration that the person may be innocent, the person may have a family, the person may have a job that, you know, they've worked on for 20 or 30 years, and being away from work for a week or 2 weeks could cause their termination, which is like an avalanche. Once you lose the job, you lose the family. Once you lose the family, you lose the housing, you lose everything, you know. So a person, just because they're accused of something, should not have to lose their whole life while they're waiting or while they're going through the process of the trial. The prosecutor still has an obligation to prove his case beyond a reasonable doubt. We're skipping that. We're basically, our system is putting people in jail, throwing away the key because they don't have the money to get out, and it's just very unfair. And it's not the bail industry that's really causing this. It's the way our judges view crime and what the amount of bail that they basically determine should be charged for a specific charge, not a conviction. We're talking about a charge. So we need to get out there and vote. We need to be more proactive and find out who these judges are and what their stance is on pretrial incarceration. We need to see what they're doing as far as lowering bail for people. They really should have their bail lowered. A person should not be incarcerated or should not have to sit in jail just because they can't make the bail. So I think that's one of the things that definitely needs to be addressed. When you go and cast that ballot, cast it for someone that is humane. We have to have a humane system. And the humanity starts with when we review what this person is faced with versus their ability to come back to pay to get out, and their ability to come back to court. If a person has a good record and they've never failed to appear for court, they should not be held on a $1 million bail because they had a fight with their loved one, and the loved one accused them of some type of sexual impropriety with a child as a way to get back. That's the going scam right now.
I've seen that live in bailing out people. I went to do some jail visits the other day, and I had about 15 people that I did jail visits with, and all of them had the same type of charges. And it almost seems really obvious, and I'm not saying that some of them are not guilty, but it was very obvious for me of what was going on right there with it. And it should be obvious to a prosecutor and also the public defender. Now, since we're on the topic about just being accused, what about individuals that are going to, and we're going to talk about this controversial topic. Let me tell you, tonight we don't even have enough time, but because those are all individual shows. But, you know, one of my favorite topics is about black male in the industry. Now, that's a topic that we don't want to talk about. A lot of people don't want in the industry. We don't talk about, and we'll talk about that later on, the exclusion of people of color from the bail in from the bail bond process based on discrimination or being racially profiled because they feel the industry feels like they don't have enough money to pay the bail, which, you know, is just all bogus. That's one. The other topic I want to talk about is prostitution bail, about why prostitutes are being, or people, not even prostitutes, individuals that both men and women that are being charged with prostitution or solicitation charges. As soon as they call up the bail bonds industry, they are automatically denied bail. I've never met or been in an agency where they allowed it to happen. I think the only place that does it is Boss Bail Bonds, because we have a GPS monitoring system, you know, and that's one of the reasons why we formed this company. For all the people that don't know, myself and Ms. Curtis, we formed a nonprofit agency called Above Below Technology, and based on the Henry Humphrey case, to allow people to be able to, that people that the bail industry has sort of set aside or lost their faith
cast
in.
Away.
Yeah, cast away. Just, and categorized too, like stereotype. They're entitled to bail too. So we've offered this low-cost community-based GPS system for individuals. If you have an individual that's in jail right now, they have a high bail and they're not being able to get a bail hearing, please give AB Technology a call at 1-833-7-TECHNO, T-E-C-H-N-O, or 1-833-783-2466. We'd love to talk with you and find out what's going on with your loved one in jail and see how we can help you get a bail reduction hearing. But anyway, so all of these kind of prohibited bail, you know, that people find they don't want to do. And those are some of the topics. I mean, I know I'm a little troublemaker, and that's why I'm doing this show, okay? Okay? I don't even care. It doesn't make a difference to me. I'm here to make a change in the bail industry, just like myself. And I think it's about time that other agents in the industry also get hip to the hip to the script, and they also take a look at, hey, we're doing bail, but we also, in order for this bail to survive, bail reform, we also have to look at a little bit more things like recommending programs, integrating programs into our bail system for our defendants. And that's my big premise about what we should do. But anyway, we're going to keep moving forward. We're going to have a lot of guests this year, a lot of some celebrities, some famous people in the bail industry, you know. And, you know, we already know most of these people. But it's going to be interesting. I don't mind anybody can call in. We have a guest call in. If they'd like to call in to be a guest on our show, it's at 657-383-0372. That's 657-383-0373. Have your questions ready. And if you're a bail agent or an agency, you will be receiving a postcard from our radio show so that people can invite people to attend. We want to interact with the community, hear what you have to say. It's such an important time as SB 10 comes to the forefront. We may be extinct.
That's true.
But we don't have to be, I believe, if we come up with some other solutions that that would integrate like pretrial services programming into our bail system. That's just me. But there are other people that just want to quickly bail by yourself.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Basically, we need to reinvent ourselves. We need to reinvent our system. We need an overhaul. It's not working. It's basically a situation where the family members that are out here, I know it's rough and tough trying to keep things together while your loved one is incarcerated. However, we need to get together, and we need to start making our government accountable to us, our courts accountable to us. You know, we all want to live in a society where there's less crime, or preferably no crime at all. However, people, when they don't have food, when they don't have housing, when they don't have anywhere to live, they're homeless, or they have medical conditions, alcoholism as well as drug addiction are considered medical conditions. when people have these type of situations occurring in their life, then they're going to do things. We're going to have crime. We're going to have situations where the mentally ill are going in and out of jail because nobody's looking at it for what it really is. This person has an illness that needs to be treated. We need to find alternative ways of dealing with them. You measure the wealth and the progress and the you measure society by the way it treats its men. I mean, it's veterans, it's children, and it's women. And we are sorely behind in those areas. We do not take care of business, whether it's keeping the family together, keeping the dads out of jail, significant others out of jail, keeping the family unit together. Right now we're going through a thing where our president is separating families, putting children in putting them in cages and taking them away from their parents because the parents came over here illegally in hopes of having a better life. So we really have to look at where we are as a people and what we're doing, because when those same people were coming over here tilling our fields, cleaning our houses, mopping our floors, taking care of our babies, they weren't a problem. But now all of a sudden they are. So when you really have to ask, what's really going on here? What is this about? Because we, we speak out of both sides of our mouth. And that's through our leaders, and we have to hold our leaders accountable. So basically, my feelings are the bail industry, it's doing whatever it's been able to get away with. Institutionalized racism and prejudice and profiling, that is the American way. And we as a people have to stop that. We have to say, you know what, enough of this. We want these politicians as well as our government to be responsible and to answer to us. Why are we doing this? Why, you know, just because they're a judge, that doesn't mean that they're above reproach. There are things that can be done, or your vote at the ballot box that can get them out. We could recall these people. We could get them out of here because they're out of touch. I remember when George Bush Sr. was president, and he went to the supermarket, and the checker scanned his food or whatever he was buying. They scanned it. He says, oh, look at that. He was out of touch. He didn't know we had barcodes on the product and that there were scanners reading the product. So the same thing is going on with our judicial system, with our penal system. We're out of touch. We're not dealing with the real problems here. And most of them have to do with people having addictions, whether it's drugs or alcohol, or mental illness. That's the issue, and or unemployment. But it's more, it's systemic. It's more than just this is a criminal. He did a bad thing. She did a bad thing. Put him in jail. People have to eat some kind of way. We've had prohibition where people were making alcohol and selling alcohol, and it was illegal until they made it legal. Now we have the same thing going on with marijuana. Marijuana was illegal for many years. Now it's legal. You have to give the people alternatives. When you take away something, you have to give something back. So, and if you don't as a government, because that's your job as a government, to govern. If you don't, you're going to have problems. So, you know, to have our jails filled with people pretrial that can't get out because they can't come up with an extraordinary amount of money to post bail is ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. So we have to use everything we have. That's our pen, and whether it's at the ballot box, or if it's writing letters to our congresspersons or our state representatives, we have to start screaming and hollering and pulling our hair out and just saying, you know what, we're not doing this anymore, and they're not going to do it anymore either. Hold them accountable. That's all we could do.
You know, I just wanted to once again touch on the fact that Above Below Technology, we do have this program, a leasing program for all bail bonds companies all across America. And we're going to a couple conventions coming up soon.
Yeah.
So our system is going to be available to all bail bonds companies all around the United States. I mean, GPS mm-hmm. is GPS, okay? But at any rate, we offer a $19.99 lease per defendant. You know, and you can charge a nominal fee with that. If you want to charge $50 on top of that, and make a little bit extra money for your bail bonds company, but you don't have to bleed or be cutthroat for the people. The current price of GPS monitoring per defendant from private companies is about $300 and above per month. Ours is basically, you can get it as low for companies as $19.99. Defendants can get it as $99.99 from our company, as well as if they, in combination with other services or a company, down to at least low $65. So that's just our company. If you have a bail bonds company out there and or your bail agent and you want to be able to bail more people out of jail so you have less forfeitures, try our service. It's a good service. We offer 24-hour service, and we come down to your bail bonds company, make an appointment with the defendant, put the bracelet on, we monitor it, and let you know what's going on. One of the things about our service that's unique is that we'll work with the bail agent so that the day before court, we will call the active defendant, and then the day of court, we'll monitor the defendant on the screen so that we can see if they actually attend to the court. We'll be able to see it right through the satellite. That way, if they decide to not go, then they're instead of receiving the 15-day forfeiture notice, you can know right then and there, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, if there's some type of an alarm or problem, maybe they just forgot, you go ahead and contact the defendant. So we are a company that is community-based. We're for bail bond companies, bail agents, and also for defendants. Everybody gets an equal spin on that wheel. But it mainly is for low-cost offering defendants the right to be able to exercise their Eighth Amendment right to be able to bail out of jail, okay, without appealing to determine if they're what race they are, color, national origin, or anything about the person. We're all American. We're all in America right here, and that's the way it is. You know, bail is colorless. So at any rate, Ms. Curtis, thank you very much for being on our show tonight. It was sort of like an improv kind of thing because I didn't know you were going to pop up, but that's great. We're here together. Join us, myself and Greta Curtis from Boss Bail Bonds, on Friday, June 22nd at 8 p.m. for our season premiere of California Bail Reform 2018. Our show title will be Race and Bail in America. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Carlos Montenegro. Thank you very much, and we'll see you on Friday. Thank you.
Bring the action.
When you hit this in the club, you're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. See the boys in the club, they watching us. They watching us. They watching us. Everybody in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh, we oh, we oh, we oh.
Now, rockin' with Will I Am in
Britney, bitch.
Bring the action.
Rock and roll, everybody, let's lose control. On the bottom, we let it go. Going fast, we ain't going slow. Slow, slow. Hear the beat, now let's hit the flow. Drink it up and then drink some more. Light it up and let's let it blow, blow, blow. Hey, yo, rock it out, rockin' out. If you know what we talking about, burn it up and burn down the house. Hey, yo, turn it up and don't turn it down. Here we gon' shake the ground. Cause everywhere that we go, we
bring the action.
When you hear this in the club, you gotta turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up. You gotta turn the shit up.
When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
You see them girls in the club, they looking at us. They looking at us. They looking at us.
Everybody in the club,
all eyes on us, all eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out, and scream and shout and let it out. We saying
oh, we oh, we oh, we oh.
We saying
oh, we oh, we oh, we oh.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out, and scream and shout and let it out. We saying
oh, we oh, we oh, we oh.
Now, rockin' with Will.i.am and
Britney, bitch.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It goes on and on and on and on. When me and you party together, I wish this night would last forever. Cause I was feeling down, now I'm feeling better. And maybe it goes on and on and on and on. When me and you party together, I wish this night would last forever, ever, ever, ever. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out, and scream and shout and let it out.
Britney, bitch.